We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You know, Lee, after like the 50th time, you have to look at a pattern and say, is this on purpose?
Yeah.
Okay. A serious question. Is it a requirement now for Democrats, you know, mayors, leaders, congressional leaders, governors, that when they issue a mask ordinance, that they have 72 hours to go out somewhere and party maskless in public?
Yeah, and get seen
violating their own order? Go ahead.
And get seen doing that on social media.
Yeah. Serious question. I'm not joking. Is it now a requirement for Democrats then when they issue the mask mandate that they personally break it within 72 hours?
Yeah.
I mean, is this seriously psychological conditioning, like to condition the public to the idea that like rules apply to you, not to us. Rules apply to you, not to us. We break the law all the time. Rules apply to you, not to us. Get used to it. Don't fight it. There's nothing you can do. Because, okay, let's just start. I don't even think I can cram all this into one segment. Let's start just this weekend, San Francisco, this last past week, London Breed, the mayor, puts one of the strictest mass ordinances in place for vaxxed and unvaxxed people, right? Mm-hmm. Less than 72 hours later, she's at a jazz club, singing, dancing, shoulder to shoulder. You know how the Democrats do.
No, yeah.
No mask. Headline, Fox News, San Francisco mayor defiant after caught maskless in nightclub despite mandate. Don't need fun police. That's her actual quote. She says she and her fellow clubgoers, quote, don't need the fun police to come in and micromanage and tell us what we should or shouldn't be doing.
Excuse me, Mayor, but isn't that exactly what you are doing?
She is the fun police.
Yes, exactly. After they defund the police, they do away with they don't want the fun police anymore. So
she says the fact that this story became about me and less about artists and nightlife, which I will continue to enjoy in San Francisco, is very unfortunate. So she's like, no, I'm out there. I'm going. I'm doing it again.
Right.
Masks and vaxxes are for serfs, not for them. I'm telling you, this is conditioning. You can't explain it any other way. Now, she tried to say, well, you know, my ordinance says if you're eating or drinking, you could take the mask off. One problem. She wasn't eating or drinking. She was dancing.
Yeah, dancing is not one of the
exemptions. Not for the serfs.
Yeah.
But you know, if you could boil this period of history down, you had to boil the whole period of history down to one photograph. Just one. You couldn't even use words to capture it. And you were going to put it in time capsule. There is one photo that tells the entire story of this period in history, and it is, again, the Nancy Pelosi Democrat Party Napa Valley fundraiser. 3 weeks ago now, they're sitting shoulder to shoulder. Their shoulders are touching. They're crammed in there like lemmings. And there is not a single Democrat in a mask, not one. And it's all the high-ranking Democrat faces. You could never afford to go to a fundraiser like this. Plus, you don't know the right people to get in, right? They're sitting there maskless. The only people that have a mask on are the servants. And they're all masked up, man. And they're in KN95s because, I mean, you don't want those Democrats getting sick, right? Which goes to show you, they just think of us as nasty people, nasty little serfs. They are not afraid of COVID one iota. COVID is for us and not for them. COVID restrictions are for us and not for them. Let's keep going through the weekend, shall we? Because this is so outrageous. On to the Maskless 2021 Emmy Awards. All those good liberals out there who will scream and yell at you if you say that, you know, you don't need all this and you're a jerk. Not a mask among them, shoulder to shoulder. Except, say it with me, the servers.
Oh, well, of course.
The servers. The serfs were masked, but not them. Not them. It gets better. This is my favorite. I couldn't wait to get up this morning and come in here and tell you this.
Okay.
Did you hear about this? You know, the UN has a big meeting in New York this week.
Yeah, there's probably something about climate change, I'm sure.
Some bunch of junk. Okay. Again, in a yet another example of how vaccines are for the serfs. It is law in New York City. It is an ordinance. That is law, right? That's a law passed by city council. It is ordinance. It is the law in New York City. You have to have a vaccine passport that you have gotten after you've had the vaccine in order to attend a convention, a restaurant, a group gathering.
Seems like the UN would be fall into one of those categories.
It does. But they've announced that you don't have to be vaxxed or have a vaccine passport or even wear a mask. That's illegal in New York City. And yet, the UN General Assembly will ignore the vaccine requirements for attendees at next week's meeting in New York.
I guess that brings a whole new meaning to the term diplomatic immunity.
Yeah. So the premiers, monarchs, dignitaries, diplomats, their traveling staff members, they, you don't have to have a vaccine, don't need a face mask. No vaccine passport. It's cool. It's good. It's all good because they're not serfs. And if you think about it, this is exactly the policy that Nancy Pelosi implemented in Congress and Joe Biden. Vaccine mandate unless you're a congressional staffer. Vaccine mandate unless you're a member of Congress. You don't need a vaccine if you're a member of Congress. No, no. No need for that. Exempted.
Unbelievable.
So I compiled a handy list. If you go through this, it is a list of almost every major Democrat leader in the country who has violated their own mask mandate. Obama, right? He didn't put a mask mandate in place, but he advocated for vaccination. Three-day party he had. Shoulder-to-shoulder dancing, not a mask in sight. Yeah. Pelosi, she'll have you arrested as a member of Congress if you don't wear a mask. She was caught within days, maskless, shoulder-to-shoulder. The L.A. mayor, I just detailed that. The D.C. mayor, remember that?
Oh, yeah.
At the wedding, right there, no mask within 72 hours of the mask mandate. The Baltimore mayor, check. The Chicago mayor, she did the same thing. Gavin Newsom, governor of California, over and over and over. My personal favorite with him is the dinner that he had with the medical board members who put the mandate in place and backed it. Not a mask among them. Terry McAuliffe, major Democrat fundraiser, player for many years this past week, maskless at the airport.
Oh, not only the airport there, but that's a federal offense right there. I mean,
well, he's a Democrat.
Yeah, though. Of course. So
right.
Doesn't make any difference. So.
Even Biden has been caught maskless after mandating masks. Dozens of mayors, the Democrat liberal Honolulu mayor just did the same thing as London Breed, puts the mask mandate in place and off he goes.
Did you get de Blasio in there?
Yeah. Oh, did he? Did I miss him? Did he do it? Wouldn't surprise me.
I'm sure at some point, yes. I can't go back and cite a specific instance, but I do feel like I recall seeing several instances where he has been called out for not wearing the mask in a situation where he should have been.
So this is okay. They clearly do not believe the science. They clearly do not believe in masks. They're not very interested in vaccines for themselves, their staff, their Congress, you know, their congressional staffs, the United Nations, any of it. And so this, at some point you have to, it's this psychological conditioning for the serfs. We are lawless. We will always be lawless. Laws are for you, not for us. Over and over and over and over. And then they wonder why people don't take them seriously on COVID when they don't seem to have any fear of it whatsoever. And they're telling us we should fear it. It's like, what do they know? You got to ask the question after a while. And you got to ask, is it required that you violate your own mask mandate within 72 hours to demonstrate that rules do not apply to you, only to the serfs?
Must be, because it keeps happening over and over and over again.
You know, I'm beyond the point of, wow, look at that hypocrite, and thinking, is this coordinated? Are they really serious? I mean, look at this. We're looking at TV right now with Fox News. Seth Rogen, you know, the comedian presenter guy, whatever. He's up there and he's even laughing at them for how they're not wearing masks and they're shoulder to shoulder. It's funny.
Yeah.
But let Nicki Minaj question the vaccine. They'll go wild on her.
Well, she does get an invitation to have a sit down at the White House so they can do some explaining to her about the current situation.
Right.
She doesn't get immediately cancel cultured out of existence like any conservative or Republican would have. But Nicki Minaj will, you know, she'll get the White House treatment.
Did you see her supporters showed up at the CDC?
Oh, good.
Protesting and screaming that Fauci is a fraud.
Good.
And you look at, again, that's another crowd. You look at the protests. These are not Trump supporters.
No. No. Nicki Minaj. No, that she has nothing to do with any Trump supporters at all.
She's not us, and we're not her.
No.
She endorsed Joe Biden. She's one of the woke.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Did you see the statement she put out over the weekend to the Democrat Party? I'm not one of these people y'all can do this to.
Good for her.
I know. I was like, I put a tweet out. I was like, where's this woman been my whole life?
Yeah.
I love this woman. Let her keep talking. Please don't cancel
on
her.
This one issue. Let's just.
Oh, yeah. No, but I mean, at this point.
Yeah.
I'd love to see their own base turn against
them. Yeah.
For their so clear, so obvious hypocrisy. And again, I'm going to get back into this. I'm accepting apologies this morning. You could do it via text to all my liberal trolls and some of our listeners accusing me of murder for trying to tell you masks don't work. Video of Fauci has emerged from Bloomberg in which he calls masks a paranoid tool that you should not use. So if you were one of those who accused me of murder for telling you the truth, understand that Fauci actually thinks of you as a paranoid tool for wearing a mask. Oh, God. I'm not even halfway through. I got to pick up the pace this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And this is all falling apart for Joe Biden. Folks, this poll from Fox News is astonishing. Their pollster leans hard left. Their polls are some of the worst out there. They just found a majority thinks the country is more divided now under Joe Biden than it was under Trump. Remember, the whole argument for electing him was no mean tweets. We could end the division in the country right now because that was all Trump's fault. Now majority agree it's worse. It's worse. And it brought me great joy this weekend and a profound sense of peace and serenity and a smile to my face to watch the left tear each other apart. They're tearing each other apart. I was very pleased to see a vaccine mandate protest here in Greenville, but it was way dwarfed by the one in New York City. Again, second major, which is not the first. The first was led by the teachers, y'all. I was talking about it all week last week. I've never seen a thing like this. You go on my Twitter feed and see it was across the Brooklyn Bridge. It was led by teachers. Other groups participated. And you look at the crowd. This is not us. It's Joe's base. And they're chanting F Joe Biden. And it's women. And about a third of them were either black or Hispanic. They're young. I think I counted two gray hairs in the whole thing. These aren't Trump supporters. This is Biden's base. And then over the weekend, No, they wouldn't tell you. Maybe you caught it a little on Fox News. Mainstream media blacked this out, but it didn't change a thing. Thousands marched in the streets of New York. They were alternately yelling freedom over fear and we will not comply. It was a vaccine mandate protest. It was medical workers. It was teachers. Folks, again, you look at this crowd. It wasn't us. It had no Trump signs. There's no American flags. Left doesn't use American flags. They think it's a symbol of horror. This is Biden's base in the streets. They're tearing each other apart. There were thousands, folks. This was just filmed as part of the crowd was walking by, okay? And it just went on and on. Listen. And here was my other one. I like this one. You want to know how this ends? The story ends? I know how it ends. in violence and hundreds of thousands in the streets. And the Biden administration could know that. And I'm not advocating that. Please don't misunderstand. I'm saying I know how it ends because I just watched it in Europe. Hundreds of thousands in the streets of France and England, weekend after weekend, as protests turned violent. They turned violent in Australia this weekend because Australia has implemented the same thing Joe wants here. Got to ask Joe's permission if you want to go across state lines. Can't do that. Can't fly. Can't take a bus if you don't have the vaccine. It turned violent this weekend in Australia because, you know, you're not allowed to go beyond 2.5 kilometers from your home except for very limited reasons. A woman was arrested this week just for planning a protest. You can't protest. And the police corralled and backed a couple hundred protesters up against a wall. And they stampeded them. They ran them slap over. Police ended up with broken bones. Thank God no one was killed. Some were trampled. This is how this ends. Let's not do this here. Let's not do this here. Folks, look, we have monoclonal antibodies. They are 70% effective at preventing hospitalization. And then on top of that, 70% effective at preventing death. Okay? Instead of withholding them from the public because they work, instead of rationing them to keep the ICUs and the emergency rooms full of COVID patients, this is the route we go. And you know what? If you don't want to take a shot, don't take a shot. We got a cure. It's cool. It's not bulletproof. You should know that if you don't take a shot. And if you still don't want a shot, well, we got a way to manage this thing. By the way, GlaxoSmithKline, their monoclonal antibodies that should hit the market within a few weeks, they're 85% effective. Way better than the ones Joe's withholding right now to keep COVID going. 85% effective. So I don't want to hear that you need a shot anymore. We got a way out of this. We got a way out of it. This is not hard. We don't need vaccine passports. We don't need vaccine mandates. We don't need to tear the country apart. We don't need stampeding rioters. We don't need hundreds of thousands in the street. We don't need police with broken bones. We don't need travel papers. We don't have to ask Joe's permission to go across state lines. We don't have to ask Joe's permission to work. We don't have to have our job taken from us. We got a solution. We're done here. Let's move on. Let's move on. But they will do anything, anything to keep from moving on. Watch this. They're going to get in between the deal that Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, cut with GlaxoSmithKline because they cannot let Ron DeSantis have a cure for COVID that's 85% effective. They cannot. Because you know what? There ain't going to be much COVID in Florida and other states are going to want to do it and they're going to lose their powers that they want so badly. The Democrats cannot allow it. They cannot allow Ron DeSantis to get his hands on a cure. They can't. So just watch this week. Let's watch and see how they're going to stop him. I haven't figured out how they're going to do it yet, but they will. You think masks work? You're a paranoid tool. Well, masks are paranoid tools, and you're a fool for wearing one. Says who? Anthony Fauci. I'm accepting apologies this morning on the text line. Those of you, including, you know, some folks who bought the Kool-Aid. I mean, they drank it right down in our audience. Study after study after study had shown masks don't work. Heck, the side of the mask box said they don't work to stop viruses. I told you that from the beginning. I was accused of attempted murder. I only want what's best for people. So your humble host this morning is accepting apologies from trolls. Video has surfaced, not that we needed it, but video has surfaced of Anthony Fauci describing masks as a paranoid tool that don't stop virus. They don't stop viruses. It was in 2019. Not that we needed it. I mean, we have his emails that we got from the FOIA, including my favorite from Sylvia. I have it in my purse in case someone asks me to wear a mask. So I could show it to him. Look, Fauci says they don't work. Right there. Fauci's email. His friend Sylvia says, do I have to wear one? He says, don't wear one. They don't work. Well, I knew that. The mask manufacturer puts that on the side of the box. Folks, why are we still arguing about this in South Carolina? Well, honest God, why are we arguing this? I mean, we've already had Dr. Scott Gottlieb, former head of the FDA, come out and say they don't work, especially not the surgical and the cloth ones. Dr. Michael McDowell, Biden's COVID advisor. Nope, masks don't work. Don't wear them. I know. It's what I've been trying to say. And now Fauci himself, I love this. Masks are a paranoid tool. Now, as you listen to this, understand, doctors who said about exactly what you're about to hear Fauci say here in 2019 before COVID have been permanently, they've lost their YouTube channels, been permanently banned from social media. So I'm accepting your apologies online right now, liberal trolls. You don't have to call because, you know, it's okay. I'll just take your apology. You can text it to 71307.
The best way for me to prevent getting an infection.
Oh, by the way, let me set this up. I'm sorry. This is Bloomberg. Bloomberg has an online television show, like a YouTube television show. It's done by David Rubenstein. So Bloomberg is a liberal news source, and David Rubenstein is a liberal. This is done in 2019 before COVID.
The best way for me to prevent getting an infectious disease and having to have you as my doctor is what? Wearing a mask.
No.
You do that. I can see they're getting ready to sneeze or cough, walk away.
You avoid all the paranoid aspects and okay. Do something positive. A, good diet. B, you don't smoke, I know. Get good sleep. I think that the normal, low-tech, healthy things are the best thing that you can do, David.
You know how many people got banned for that? I went to Facebook jail for a week. I posted the side of my mask, but I literally took a picture of it. And it said, this does not stop viruses. Stops droplets, but not viruses. Not effective tool for stopping. And I got banned for a week with social media. They said it was fake. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I would like to apologize on behalf of the liberal trolls. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. That's, boy, you nailed it. They do not know what they do. They don't even know what they think. So again, I'm accepting your apologies. This thing should be full. I had members of DHEC stalking me on my Facebook page and I had to block them. You're killing people talking about these masks. No, I'm telling them the truth. On a long enough timeline, I'm pretty much always right. Texter writes, Fauci is a paranoid tool. Yes, he is. And Fauci knows this. Fuck, this is why he was caught at the baseball game with no mask on his face, sitting shoulder to shoulder, people. He knows they don't work. Texter writes, and yet, my 18-year-old daughter, who's been kicked out of class twice in the last 2 weeks at North Greenville University because of her lack of a mask. It is a religion. This is a religion. That is a belief that is not based in science, that is practiced. Sanctimoniously. It is a religion now. We this is a religious practice. It's a religious practice. So if y'all want to practice your religion, look, I don't care. It's a free country. Do what makes you happy. But stop lying about it. Stop lying about it. Texter writes, our priest went all Fauci on us during Mass yesterday, told his parishioners to get vaccinated in a raw rant, jumped the shark. He's a great priest, but this is going too far. Text me that. What priest was that? I'd love to know which one. What parish? Look, I don't like to have to be the one to tell you this stuff. I wish Mass did work. They don't. I've warned you for a long time, a long, long, long time about this. Please do not think if you are a recovering cancer patient, if you have a challenged immune system, that you can put that mask on and go in public and it's like a superpower. You can't. They lied to you. They killed so many people with that. People who would have been told in previous years to stay home by their doctors, your immune system's compromised. They thought they could go out. If Fauci lied about that, what else is he lying about right now? What's he lying about right now? Seriously. What's he lying about right now? You and I know the answers, but I'm going to ask it rhetorically. And ask it rhetorically. All right. We got so much else to get into and so little time left here on the show. I got to power through this. So we will be right back. Oh, my God. This is going to be absolutely fabulous. First, the teachers march across the Brooklyn Bridge. Lead the march. There were hundreds of people chanting F Joe Biden. Then thousands march in New York. This isn't us. This is them. This is the left-wing base. This is the Democrat Party. They're tearing each other apart. And now this. Oh, I can't wait. A Black Lives Matter protest is planned for today at a New York restaurant where a brawl over vaccination proof occurred. Because, you know, you have to have your vaccination because you have to have your papers in order. It's like East Germany in New York. Well, five black women were denied entry to Carmine's. It's an Italian restaurant in New York, and they're not taking this sitting down. And you know what? They shouldn't. When they implemented this vaccine mandate policy, 85% of black people in the city of New York were not vaccinated. I don't know what it is now. That was a couple months ago. I tried to find it before the shot. Couldn't. If you can, send it to me. So, I mean, we're back to the lunch counters here pretty much. I mean, these restaurants could be mighty white. And you know what? If black people don't want, or a lot of black people don't want the vaccine, good, fine, good, whatever. It's your business, not mine. So Black Lives Matter protest scheduled for today. Hank Newsom, co-founder and chairman of BLM Greater New York, told the New York Times on Sunday, by the way, I'm reading from Newsweek, that the group will protest against about the treatment of black patrons. The planned protest comes after new details reportedly reveal that the restaurant hostess said a racial slur to a group of five black women trying to enter without vaccine passports. Restaurants are using vaccine mandates to enforce their racist beliefs in excluding black patrons. Well, no. You're getting close. You're getting warm. No. Remove restaurants from. I'm going to fix this for you. Remove restaurants from that sentence and replace with Democrat Party. Let's read the correct version of the sentence. The Democrat Party is using vaccine mandates to enforce their racist beliefs in excluding black patrons. There, I fixed it. No, if you need, if having to have an ID to vote is racist, what do you call having to have a vaccine passport to enter a restaurant in New York where the majority, it's got to still be majority because it was 85% when they passed it, where the majority of black people aren't vaccinated? What do you call that? Here, I'll help. Racism. No, it's the left's logic. I didn't make it up. Text rates, Tara, that was funny. Blacks turning against the Democrats. The Democrats don't give a damn, and that is why they are importing new voters. Yes, they are. They got them. Did you see the shanty town? Did you see what happened? Joe Biden. You want to know why those Haitians are marching? Yeah, because a couple of weeks ago, Joe Biden canceled the repatriation flights because he didn't want to send the voters back. It's a voter drive. You don't send the voters back when they arrive. And then Mexico was blocking the group from coming through, and they kept asking Joe to take care of a couple of things that were part of the old Trump deal. Joe didn't, so Mexico shrugged their shoulders and said, screw Joe, and let him march. And the Haitians start marching because they hear the repatriation flights are shut down because Joe's not sending his voters back. It's a voter drive. You don't send the voters back if you're running a voter drive at the border. Well, did you see this? Their solution is always the same, y'all. If they're caught doing what they're actually doing, what do? They censor and cancel. So they have the FAA... block Fox News drones, as Fox News is the only one showing the shantytown that's developed 15,000 Haitians. And it's literally a shantytown. I mean, it looks like a third world country, but it's Del Rio, Texas. So they thought, well, we'll just ban the coverage and that'll fix it. And it didn't. So Joe had to restart the repatriation flights over the weekends, go ship them back. They're running 6 to 8 a day right now. This is wild. And that was my favorite thing from this weekend. Nicki Minaj, you know, the black rapper, telling the Democrat Party, I'm not one of these people you can do this to. Talking about canceling her over the vaccine and her tweets. You can't, no, not me. You can't do this to me. She called Joy Reid of MSNBC, the black woman who bashed her, Uncle Tommyana. Uncle Tommyana was making fun of her. And then her supporters, Nicki Minaj's supporters, show up outside the CDC protesting. And they're not us, folks. They're not they are woke. I mean, they are like woke. They are the left. They don't even look like us. And by us, I mean when we march, we have Trump signs and we have flags. We have a look to us, red, white, and blue. That's not them. But they're outside the CDC. This isn't us. This is them. They are tearing each other apart. I love it. I love it. I'm literally giddy this morning. It's just I can't wait. It's gonna get worse. The harder they push these vax passports, it's going to be just like Europe. Hundreds of thousands in the streets and things will turn violent the way they did in Australia this weekend. And I don't know how the Democrats can watch Europe and go, hey, let's have that here. Let's have violence. Let's have hundreds of thousands in the street. It'll be great. But that's what they want. They keep going. That's what they're going to get.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.